KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Funeral services will be held tomorrow in Harlan for a 5-year-old Atlantic boy whose body was found August 31st in a ravine near Logan in Harrison County. 17-year-old Cody Metzger Madsen has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the death of Dominic Lloyd Elkins. Metzger Madsen is scheduled for his first court appearance on Monday. Dominic's mother, 24-year-old Barbara Kunch of Atlantic, told the Daily Nonpareil that Dominic had behavior problems but was getting better. Those problems eventually led to his placement in foster care and also a treatment program at Children's Square USA in Council Bluffs. Staff at Children's Square told Kunch that her son's behavior was improving and that he reacted better to medications for his attention deficit disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, and sleeping disorder. Dominic was placed in the Children's Square treatment program in October of 2012 and left in February of this year. He lived with his foster parents near Logan for only 3 weeks when the incident that led to his death occurred. Metzger Madsen initially claimed he wasn't responsible for the boy's death, and that while he and Dominic were playing, the 5-year-old hit both himself and Metzger Madsen in the head with a brick before running off toward a ravine where his body was found face down in a small stream. Authorities say the child had multiple injuries to his head and torso. An official autopsy result has not yet been released. Funeral services for Dominic Elkins will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Metzger Madsen is being held in the Harrison County Jail under a $500,000 bond and will be tried as an adult. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for 11 a.m. Monday at the Harrison County Courthouse. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Residents of at least 8 homes in the vicinity of 5th and Maple Streets in Atlantic were allowed to return to their homes Thursday afternoon, about 4 hours after construction crews working on a sewer line accidentally hit a 4-inch diameter high-pressure gas line. The line was struck at around 10:10 a.m., forcing authorities to evacuate residents in the area until utility crews could repair the damage. The official all-clear notice was received from the Cass County Emergency Management Agency at around 1:45 p.m. The smell of gas was noticed by residents around the northeast and north central parts of town for hours on Thursday, and the high-pitched sound of gas whistling from the cut in the line could be heard for well over a block away. There were no injuries reported. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday they had arrested 2 people on Wednesday. 52-year-old Lori Moore of Anita was arrested for public intoxication, and 36-year-old Eric Apley of Walnut was arrested on a Cass County warrants for theft in the fifth degree and driving while barred. Moore and Apley were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And prosecutors say they've dismissed charges against 2 Sioux City residents accused of robbing and torturing a man because they wanted to build their case. The motion filed Tuesday dismisses first-degree robbery and willful injury charges against 33-year-old Melissa Lowe and 32-year-old Brandon Kelleher. Woodbury County Attorney Patrick Jennings said in the filing that prosecutors needed more time to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. He said the charges can be refiled at a later time. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Valera Mayberry, age 100, formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Valera Mayberry will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Smith, age 101, of Lewis, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Velma Smith will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Verna Christensen, age 95, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Verna Christensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Esther Harder, age 89, of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died August 14th. Graveside services for Esther Harder will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Christensen, age 75, formerly of Bridgewater, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lynn Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Dorothy Weiss, age 88, of Manning, died August 30th. Funeral services for Dorothy Weiss will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dominic Lloyd Elkins, age 5, of Atlantic, died August 31st. Funeral services for Dominic Elkins will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Glenn Brune, age 76, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Glenn Brune will be on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Marion Joan Beeman, age 83, of Dexter, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Marion Beeman will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Gary Lincoln, age 74, of Stewart, died Sunday. A visitation for Gary Lincoln will be held September 12th at 6 p.m. in the Stewart Legion Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. And Donald Beatty, age 93, of Hancock, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Donald Beatty are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.